argue Michigan State, fine. Some of these other schools, whatever. Alabama cannot be ranked, should not be ranked ahead of Cincinnati based on merit. And I don't care that Alabama's got X amount of victories over ranked teams. Because then what you're telling Cincinnati is they got no shot. Because you can't get as many good wins as an SEC team or a Big Ten team. But they got that one. They showed you they can play with the big boys. They went to Notre Dame and they won the game. They got a zero in the loss column. You cannot have them behind an Alabama team that lost to a worse team than Notre Dame. You need to respect the zero in the loss column and the quality of that big win. Otherwise, you're just telling them you really don't have a chance. And in truth, that is exactly what they told them last night. Unless a whole bunch of teams take a whole bunch of losses, buddy, you just ain't getting there.
Story number four.
Oklahoma State, NCAA announced earlier today, its appeal on a postseason ban has been denied. And so Mike Boynton's Cowboys, Musa Cisse's new school, will be banned from the postseason of this upcoming season. They now know something that basically no other college basketball team knows, which is exactly when their season will end and where. March 5th, Gallagher Iba Arena, in a game against Texas Tech. Doesn't matter if they win every game between now and then, lose every game between now and then, they will end their season on March 5th. And listen, I think the NCAA rules, basically all of them, are ridiculous. Put me in charge, I get rid of all of them. But I've consistently said, when you break them, you should be punished. I think you can hold both of those thoughts. I hate the rule book, but as long as the rule book exists, you got to follow the rules. And if you get caught, you should be punished. So I'm not against Oklahoma State being punished. They had an assistant coach who did something in violation of the NCAA rules. They should be punished. But a postseason ban is excessive and inconsistent with what the NCAA has done in other cases. For people who don't know, and I'll try to be quick with this, they had an assistant named Lamont Evans who was taking money, come to find out, from an FBI. It was a sting. So he was taking money that belonged to the source of the money was the FBI. Mm-hmm. He didn't know that. He thought he was taking money from financial advisor. And what he was being asked to do in exchange for this money is, hey, when these players turn pro at Oklahoma State, first at South Carolina because that's where he coached before, when they turn pro, just tell them to invest their money with me. Just tell them to let me invest their money. And that's all I need. I'll give you those money. The only thing you have to do to repay me is get me clients. So Lamont Evans said, okay, deal. In other words, he got at least $18,150 from this undercover agent. And it wasn't to buy players. And it wasn't to pay players to stay in school. It was really just like when a player turned pro, hey, I want to connect you with my guy. If you're going to get this contract from the NBA, you're going to need a financial advisor, and this is the guy you need to go with. This is my guy. That's the deal. It created no competitive advantage for Oklahoma State whatsoever. And they still get a postseason ban. I think that's fundamentally unfair, excessive, and inconsistent with what the NCAA has done in other places. Because guess who had an assistant coach do the exact same thing? USC. Exact same thing. USC didn't get a postseason ban. At South Carolina, where Lamont Evans worked before he worked at Oklahoma State, and did the same thing at South Carolina that he was doing at Oklahoma State, no postseason ban. So if you saw the clips of Mike Boynton, the Oklahoma State coach earlier today, he was fired up, and he went hard at the NCAA, and I'm with him. Like, if you want to ban everybody from the postseason who had an assistant coach doing this, I disagree that you should, but at least you'd be consistent. But if you're not going to give South Carolina a postseason ban, you're not going to give USC a postseason ban, I don't know why you give one to Oklahoma State. I've had people ask me today, what do you think this means for Memphis? As always, who knows? I just explained to you how the NCAA is not consistent. Mm-hmm. So who knows? But I will say, if we got to label it encouraging or discouraging, I would label it discouraging.
Yeah.
Because if Oklahoma State, what happened there, is worthy of a postseason ban, then I wouldn't want to be in charge of a school that violated rules that are typically labeled more serious rules than the ones that were violated at Oklahoma State. And that probably means LSU, Arizona, Kansas, NC State, and yes, perhaps the University of Memphis too. Jeff Calkins up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Hey, this is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for years, the amazing work that Lee and Lauren Cooper have been doing at Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah office park. In fact, for 8+ years, because Cooper Systems, they've been a sponsor of the Gary Parrish Show since day one, and they've never left. That's a testament to them. It's a testament to you, and you've heard me tell you about the great work they're doing at Cooper Systems for a long, long time. Now it's time to hear from you guys.
Got a great deal on an Apple Mac from Cooper Systems, literally half the price of the big box stores I just searched before I heard about Cooper.
The road a lot, and one day my laptop got the epic blue screen of death, and I thought I lost all my files. Cooper Systems was able to retrieve everything and even installed a new drive to make my computer faster and better than ever.
I'm one of those people Gary always refers to as the looking up stuff you're not supposed to guy. Yep, that leads to computer viruses. Cooper can take care of you, and like the ad says, they won't judge you.
That's Cooper Systems. Call them 360-9679 on the web. You can check them out at coopersystems.com.
Hello, this is Trey Norcross of Volvo of Memphis. If you're looking for affordable luxury, legendary safety, and a family-owned and operated dealership, come to Volvo of Memphis. If you're looking for a dealership that treats you like an honored guest in their home, come to Volvo of Memphis. At Volvo of Memphis, it's our goal to build lasting relationships one satisfied customer at a time. Volvo of Memphis, the difference you deserve. And remember, drive safe, drive a Volvo, and go Vols.
Visit Volvo of Memphis at 7910 Trinity Road or online at volvoofmemphis.com. Looking for better paying hourly work or even a new career? Millennium Search hires for the Mid-South's best companies like, well, we can't say the name, so let's just say you'll get all the tools you'll need for your new job. Visit jobswiththebest.com. Jobswiththebest.com.
Introducing thighs at the Wing Guru. They're crispy, saucy, and tossed with any of Wing Guru's 21 flavors. Try them today. Mount Moriah, Bartlett, Collierville, Millington, and coming soon to Silo Square in South Haven. If you love the Guru's wings, you'll love the Guru's thighs.
So we are officially in November. I absolutely love this time of the year. Football in full swing. The NBA is back. You got college hoops starting up. I had stuff streaming on the TV, laptop, tablet last night. Wife was on her computer. And that's the beauty of being an Xfinity customer. Gone are the days of sharing the same screen with your loved ones, because Xfinity Internet, they are delivering gig speeds to more homes than anyone. So everyone in your home can enjoy the fastest speeds on multiple devices at the same time. And not only that, but it's 20% faster than AT&T's gig. That means faster speeds for streaming all the big games, movies, TV shows, video chatting. Maybe you got gamers in your home, kids doing online learning, or you work from home a lot like my wife does. Whatever you need speed for, you're going to get more with Xfinity. Trust me, I know from years of being a customer. So don't settle for subpar Wi-Fi anymore. You don't have to. Xfinity's latest Wi-Fi innovation brings you their fastest X-Fi gateway yet, with speed options up to 3 gigs. Again, that is 3 times faster than AT&T. So give them a call, ask about that new X-Fi gateway, and ask how Xfinity can improve your life with the fastest, most reliable speeds in your home. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop into a local Xfinity store today for more details. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Requires gigabit internet and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary. 3 gig service requires customized installation.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
Staring into space, when I caught you noticing me noticing your face. Hey, what if I thought I knew
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN, joins me every day after 5, he's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, GP.
You ever driven a car or anything 156 miles per hour?
I typically drive my car on the highway less than half of that. You know, like, I mean, it's just absurd. I don't even know how you go 156 miles an hour.
Like, I've never gone 100. It's never even occurred to me to try to go 156 miles.
If you go 110, I imagine it feels like, you know, scary, or 120, it feels like scary. I will say this. I was coming home from the Grizzlies game the other day, and I know other people have commented on this phenomenon because it's certainly striking in Memphis now. But just coming home from the Grizzlies game, there must have been five or six people, and not all in a row, like who were going not 156, but five, like, well over 100. Like, it is amazing how it is, and that is not, it has changed in Memphis. Like, the idea of people just flying at 120 miles an hour down the interstate, you used to be some crazy drivers, but it was not just a routine part of every time you got on the interstate going that fast. So there may be Memphians who've gone, you know, 130 and stuff like that routinely around on I-40, but 156, it's funny. Like, when I heard about Henry Ruggs, DUI, killing someone, I mean, obviously it's awful, and you just can imagine the rage you'd feel if you were this victim's family. But there was a part of me that actually had a little bit of, there, but for the grace of God, go I. You know, like when I was in high school, I probably drove drunk. In college, I drove drunk. And it's awful he did it. But then when I heard he was going 156, like, I got nothing. I got nothing. I hope he goes to jail for 10 to 20 years. I just, like, 20 years is the max. It is such reckless disregard for everyone's life that I just don't care if he rots. I mean, it's appalling.
If they have said, as a state in Nevada, that you can get a possible 20 years, that means that they have deemed that an appropriate sentence for this crime in certain circumstances. Well, what could be worse than this?
In fairness, it's 2 to 20 years. Right.
It's a minimum two, but a possible 20.
Right. But I can't imagine. I mean, I guess what could be worse with this is that if you're a multiple offender, but beyond that, there is nothing worse. If you are going 156, I have to say, there's a reasonable chance you're going to kill someone. It's not, hell, I was, I got unlucky. If you're going 156, you're probably going to kill someone. It's probably not, just like pointing a gun at someone and shooting them. It's just ridiculous. It's heinous.
When you see the cars and you obviously assume he was speeding, it never occurred to me that 156 might be the number. I mean, that is so wild to me. And you're right, like, here in Memphis, every night when I'm driving home, at some point, if the traffic allows it, somebody is going to zoom by me and be weaving out of traffic.
Is that true? You think it's 4 out of 5 nights someone is just flying? I mean, yeah. I mean, just going fast. Holy crap, that guy.
It happens regularly. It is something that didn't used to happen as regularly as it happens. It's like you've got people that are in this race that the rest of us don't know about.
Dude, you should hear around my house on, like, Fridays and Saturdays, because I don't live too far from the interstate. Right. It sounds insane. It sounds like Mad Max.
Yeah, it's
how fast, by the way, do you think those people are typically, like, holy crap, you don't even, they're past you before you even knew they were there, and it kind of shakes you because they're going so fast, and you're like, oh. So how fast do you go? I bet they're not going 156.
I don't even think those people are going 156.
Are they going 120?
Yeah. Yeah, they're up there like that. Because I'm going, like, 70, 75, and they're blowing by me.
Just like blow, like you're walking, right?
Like I'm walking. Yeah. And, like, this is the saddest thing. I don't even say this as a joke, but I guess it was yesterday we had another interstate shooting. And this time, like, a person actually got shot. It was at Lamar 240 eastbound. Like, it happened at 440. At 340, I was passing that exact location. At 440, somebody got shot there. And as I was driving home last night, I can't even believe that this thought went through my head. It shouldn't be there, but, like, it went through my head. As cars were going by me, they was like, hope I don't get shot. It was, and I know that's an irrational thing.
Are they interstate shooting someone in another car shooting someone? Is that what's happening?
Yes, happens. It feels like it happens every other day.
Is it random? They just, like, drive around just... Well, is it random or is it targeted?
I don't know. I never talked to the shooters. But it appears that most of it is going to be probably road rage.
Is it that what it is?
I mean, I would assume.
Okay, if you're one of the shooters, 5-3-5-3-7-7.
Yeah, if you've ever shot somebody.
Shot at someone on the internet. It's a very limited group that we're reaching out to here. It's people, if you've either gone 156 or shot at someone on the interstate, Let us know what is happening with that. Oh, you think it's road rage?
Well, I know I saw a shooting. I didn't see it. I drove upon it minutes after it happened. Like, I drove up on it before the cops even got there. And all I saw was a car with the back window completely blown out. And this was at Hacks Cross and Winchester at some point over the past year. I was leaving the golf course. Like, the third green, the number three green at Southwind is, like, right there. Like, and somebody shot another vehicle. And so I just was like, dude, that looks like somebody shot that window out. Car was just sitting there. And, later on that same night, I was just, like, on Twitter doing Twitter searches for, you know, shooting Hacks Cross Winchester. And sure enough, news story popped up, like, Action News 5 or Fox 13 or ABC 24, whatever. And it was a road rage incident. Like, a guy got upset with the way a woman was driving, and she might have, like, flipped him off or something like that. I don't remember the details. And then he just shot the window out. Boom. So I do think a lot of it is that. But in some cases, it could be random. And the idea that you could just get randomly shot while driving home from work is insane to me. But, like, it doesn't seem...
Or the idea that you can be in Las Vegas with your dog, for God's sakes.
I thought about you.
And someone hit you from behind at 156.
156. And that poor woman? Like,
Has she been identified? Do we know anything about her?
Tina, I mean, you wouldn't know her. 23.
Right, 20, I know that. But, like, what was her story? Was she a Las Vegas resident, or was she visiting, or was she, do we know anything about her? I guess she's a resident. She got a dog.
Earlier today, they released her name, and I immediately started Googling because I wanted to know everything about her for some weird reason.
Right. And
at that point, there was nothing really that explained who she was or what she did. Her name was Tina Tinter, though, 23 years old.
So the
way this is getting framed in most places is, like, you know, Henry Ruggs caused a collision, a crash that killed a woman. This woman did not die from blunt force trauma or, you know, her head hit. She burned to death. That's the story.
Do we know that?
Yes, that's what the police have said, that she was injured to some degree in the accident, obviously, and was unable to get herself out of the car, and she literally burned to death.
20 years, man. Give him 20 years. It's heinous.
Yeah, give him 20 years. Give him whatever you can give him. I mean, 156 is so wild to me. I'm probably going to see somebody going close to that on the way home today. But how sad is that?
You go back, like, when something like this happens, you go back to think, like, love the Raiders to pick someone else. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that go into this, that moment. Her being there at that moment, him being at that moment. Imagine you're her mother or father. And this jackass.
Oh, wait, it's just...
Well, why? Like, where the hell was he going at 156? What the hell?
You wonder, like, if... I mean, I can't even make sense of it. Like, why would you be going 156 at 3:40 in the morning in a residential area, other than, you know, you're drunk and you don't really know what you're doing? But even then, like...
But even then, you got to be intentionally going 150. It's wanton disregard of human life is what it is.
Including your own and the mother of your child.
Yeah,
what in the... Like, and the randomness of it is so terrible. I mean, it's so terrifying. Like, sometimes every once in a while people will be like, what do you believe in? And I say, I believe in randomness. I believe in the randomness of life. And that is the scariest part. You know, I think sometimes good things happen to good people, and sometimes good things happen to bad people. And sometimes bad things happen to good people, and sometimes bad things happen to bad people. I believe in randomness. And to me, that is the most terrifying part of life, is that it could be over at any moment. No fault of your own. This woman, we still don't know what she was doing, but she wasn't doing
anything. She could have been coming home from working at a restaurant.
Right. Whatever, it seems pretty clear she wasn't doing anything that should have caused her death, except she happened to be on the same road as this guy in that moment. Ugh.
Yeah, that's a bad story.
It's just the worst story. So, yeah, we're on the same page. Give the guy Give the guy 20 years, maximum amount you could give it. And honestly, the way I read it, you could also give him more because he's facing other charges as well. You could start stacking stuff on top of each other.
But you had a loaded gun in the car, too.
Loaded gun in the car? What? I mean, geez. And the guy was at Topgolf at midnight with his with the mother of his child. Like, they were just hitting seven irons and stuff. How 3 hours and 40 minutes later are you driving 156 miles per hour in a residential area? Like, someday I assume we'll get the story. Like, what was going on? But it's not obvious to me why you would be doing any of the things this guy was doing. Meantime, Aaron Rodgers. Ooh, he misled us. Jeff Calkins, he misled us.
Well, there are, and maybe there's been more stories since I've looked most recently about this. But, I mean, pretty clearly when he said what he said, which is when asked if he'd been vaccinated, he said, I've been immunized.
Right.
We should have picked up on it, right? Like, I mean, but maybe then there wasn't as much sort of word splitting as there is now. There wasn't as many people saying, well, I still, you know, I got whatever. But so, but what's very clear to me, what's interesting to me is we know that he at least followed some of the protocols. But I think the key question here is, did he, and I don't know the answer. There's a lot of evidence I've heard suggesting that he got special treatment, that he wasn't held to the same protocols. I mean, one example that we do know of, and I don't know if this is in the NFL protocols or just how the Packers did it, was there were certain unvaccinated players who, when they talked to the media, were on Zoom. But Aaron Rodgers always talked to the media without not being on Zoom and not being masked. And so it seems to me that in that way, the Packers were complicit in the cover-up. You know, were aiding and abetting this story that, hey, let's not make a big deal of Aaron Rodgers being, because it's pretty clear he's not vaccinated, but if we put him on Zoom, then everyone's going to be asking about his vaccination status, and so we're not going to do that. We're putting other players on Zoom. If it emerges that it really is true that lots of NFL players were held to a different standard than Aaron Rodgers, that's a hell of a thing. That's a hell of a story. And if I were Cole Beasley or one of the other players who was being forced to sit by myself and do all this other stuff and Aaron Rodgers wasn't, I'd be outraged. And I don't really understand how the NFL, it's one thing the Packers who are trying to, you know, suck up to Aaron Rodgers, they might be trying to help him, but I don't understand how the NFL, which fines people $25,000 if your socks are, you know, drooping, I don't understand how they could have gone along with it.
Well, there have been some people today suggesting, and there's a lot of suggestions out there, as you can imagine.
Right.
But some have suggested, like, this guy was clearly violating protocols for unvaccinated NFL players. Not only should he have to miss time for the positive COVID test, he should be suspended. I don't.
Well, that is true. But it's weird, like, why the NFL knew that he wasn't unvaccinated. Like, early on, there was some thought that, oh, he put one over on the NFL. He didn't put one over on the NFL. He asked for a special exemption because he'd not been vaccinated, but he had some other cockamamie theory by which he had been immunized. And the NFL said, yeah, no, that's not it. You're treating you like an unvaccinated player. Sorry, Aaron. So did they have a double standard? And are they going to say, ah, yeah, you got us, now we will suspend him? Because you would have thought if he wasn't paying attention to protocols, they would have suspended him all along. Just like I do know that, you know, different Buffalo Bill players have been fined and everything else when they haven't gone along with the protocol. So was the NFL also just winking at him? And if the NFL was just winking at him because they knew he wasn't vaccinated, are they going to now say, well, you got us, I guess we're going to have to come down hard on him, even though we were the reason he wasn't punished earlier?
Well, you, I mean, it's fair to wonder now, okay, so, like, this is Aaron Rodgers. Every time he speaks, it's on television. Every time. Like, why wouldn't somebody in the NFL office pick up the phone, call the Packers, and be like, why is Aaron Rodgers giving a press conference in a room with no mask on with a bunch of journalists? Like, that's out of bounds. That's not happening in other places. It's not even happening with your other unvaccinated players. Why is Aaron Rodgers being allowed to do this? That's, you know, why didn't the NFL do that? It's a fair thing to wonder.
I totally wonder it. I don't understand it, because it doesn't really, like, as big as Aaron Rodgers is, and I totally understand why the Packers would be trying to, you know, they might try to be, let's shield Aaron Rodgers. That's just not what the NFL does, you know? So I don't really get it. The NFL is coming down differently on, you know, pick a random unvaccinated, you know, lineman, but not is letting a different rules for Aaron Rodgers. That's just weird. Isn't it weird? I understand we're a country with different rules for people, some people than other people. That's the American way. But isn't it bizarre to think the NFL would have done that?
Yes. It's uncharacteristic of the NFL as well. And so, yeah, there's more questions than answers right now. Why the Packers handled this the way they handled it, why the NFL handled this the way they handled it, and I imagine we'll be getting some of those answers before we talk tomorrow. Looking back at it today, though, there was a lot of signs that Aaron Rodgers might be just as cuckoo as Cuckoo Kyrie, though. I just wouldn't, yes. I wasn't paying attention to them, but they were out there. For instance, he went on a vacation this offseason, he and his fiance and another couple. And Miles Teller is a part of the other couple. He's an actor. And in August, Miles Teller shut down an entire set of an upcoming television series because he refused to get vaccinated. So that's who Aaron Rodgers was vacationing with. That's his guy, is another unvaccinated person who literally shut down a television set because he refused to get vaccinated. And then the fiance, who always struck me as a pleasant young woman, she's beautiful and she's talented and she's accomplished. She also had recently given an interview that I saw tweeted today where she explained how she lives an alternative lifestyle. And among the things she does is this is a quote, she makes her own medicine. She doesn't get her medicine from doctors. She makes her own medicine. Makes her own medicine? So that's who Aaron Rodgers is hanging out with. Miles Teller, who shut down an entire television set because he wouldn't get vaccinated, and his fiance Shailene Woodley, who makes her own medicine. How do you even do such a thing? Who has the time for that?
Yeah, I've never tried to make my. I've never tried to like make an. How would you start? You know,
where do you even start?
I got a headache. How do I whip up one of these aspirin?
No. The most I make my own pizza rolls. You know,
I have been known to make my own Kraft macaroni and cheese. That requires mixing.
Like, we gloss over this stuff because it's a Hollywood actor's. Like, no, think about in your own life if somebody told you, "I make my own medicine."
It goes to show that people, because they're gorgeous or have an ability to act or throw a football, right, doesn't mean they're not cuckoo.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Right. And then I suspect what happens is you get, you're famous, and so people hang on your every word, and you're inclined to even believe yourself more, right? I thought the family stuff with Aaron Rodgers was always so weird.
Also weird, yes.
I mean, in the end, it's your family, and no family's perfect, but you don't just cut them off, I guess. I mean, unless they're abusing you or something, right? I just think I always thought that was weird. And he seems like a guy who can really spin a football, but he also feels like he always thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And so he is, but I didn't realize he was this cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but there you go.
This girl says she makes her own medicine. Like, if I went home and Kelly was sick and I said,
Let me whip something up for you, Kelly. Need
me to run to CVS or Walgreens and grab you something? And she said, oh, no, I'm going to make my own medicine. I'd be like, what are you talking about? What? That is the most, that's crazy. She said, I don't take medicine from doctors. You don't take medicine from doctors? What? I don't even understand it. Plus, she seems busy. How do you even have time to make your own medicine? Like, it seems like I ain't making my own Pepto-Bismol. I wouldn't even know what to put in it. How's she know what to do? That's who he's engaged to. That's who he's in love with.
That's who he's engaged to. Yeah.
I would not be in love with somebody who talked about making their own medicine. I'd have to move on from that. I can't spend the rest of my life with somebody who thinks we can't take medicine from a doctor. That's cuckoo. It's a weird time, man.
It is interesting now, though, that he's been – so he has tested positive, right?
That's true. Yeah, he's – and now if he were vaccinated, he could test out. He just needs multiple negative tests. It's 24 hours apart. And he could test out. Now he cannot test out. He is out at minimum.
He's going to miss one game and then most of the next week. He's going to be done the day before.
November 13th, which is the Saturday before a Sunday game with the Seahawks. I mean, that's the other thing.
That's not an easy game to win. Whatever you think about Seahawks, like they're not a total pushover.
Beyond the obvious, just craziness of I'm not going to get vaccinated. I'm going to come up with my own treatment and ask the NFL if it's cool. Beyond the obvious craziness that goes with that, it's just being such a bad teammate to put your team.
It is being such a bad teammate. I mean, here's a guy, by the way, who criticizes his team for not getting him enough help.
Right.
Well, this is a situation where you can help yourself.
Right.
There's one thing simple you can do to make sure you win more games, and he didn't do it.
Yeah, take the science out of it. You just want to play football? Make sure you can play football? Well, then this is what you got to do to make sure you can play football. And now, your team has to play two games, and the line adjusted drastically.
They were down. Well, they were. Were the Chiefs still? I think the Chiefs were favored by one. Had been bet to maybe the other. So the Packers were favored by one, and now it's Chiefs by eight. Is that right?
Yeah, Chiefs by 7.5. And they're they're 7-1 now. Green Bay is, and so are the Rams. So are the Cardinals. This could really be the thing that makes you have to go play an NFC championship game in Arizona as opposed to Green Bay. I mean, it could really determine whether you're in the Super Bowl or not because Aaron Rodgers decided he didn't want to get vaccinated and it cost him a game, maybe two. It's just nutty. The whole thing's nutty.
It is nutty.
All right.
Yes.
All right. I'll see you later.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. What a nutty situation.
Yep.
Just constantly running into nutty situations these days, you know?
Yeah.
Weird times.
Very strange times.
Yeah, people in Dealey Plaza yesterday in downtown Dallas, I'm not necessarily connecting the two here, they gathered on a Tuesday afternoon because they believed JFK Jr. was going to make an appearance. I'm not sure if you know, but he's dead.
Yeah, I mean,
they thought a dead man was going to show up in downtown Dallas yesterday. Imagine how cuckoo you got to be to get to that place.
I would have liked to have gotten some follow-up on that. Because a lot of these QAnon conspiracies, when they show up for things like this, they end up, not being true. Does your mind not change? When your theories don't come to life?
No, I think they just come up with a new reason for why it didn't happen.
Why it didn't happen? Why he didn't show up?
Sure.
The government was hiding him?
You just come up with another crazy thing to overshadow the crazy thing you believed a minute ago that didn't come through. It is wild,
There's a lot of people there.
That's the scariest part. Yes, there's a lot of people there.
There's a lot of people.
Those were real people. That's yes. Somebody's mom and dad and uncle and brother.
Oh.
Real people.
And they thought that JFK Jr. was about to show up.
What in the world?
I don't know. It's a little concerning.
I was talking to my colleague, Matt Norlander, earlier today, and he was like, as soon as I saw that yesterday, he was like, I knew you were going to tweet about it because he and I have a story. The Final Four was in Dallas a few years ago, and I'd been to Dealey Plaza multiple times. And we were leaving the championship game. It's 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, so where is Dealey Plaza? For people who don't know, it is where President Kennedy was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it's just right by our hotel. It's not too far from our hotel. If you guys want to go, we'll go. If you guys just want to see it, I kind of show you around because I know the place. And they were like, sure. So 2 a.m, we're in Dealey Plaza. And I'm like, so this is where they say Lee Harvey Oswald was. This is where they say a possible second shooter was behind this fence. This is the spot in the road where President Kennedy was hit, all of that stuff. And so we're going through it. And Matt Norlander's like, I want to go look from behind the picket fence because that's the famous scene from the JFK movie. And he walks behind that fence, and you hear somebody go, oh! There was a homeless man sleeping behind the picket fence.
Oh, come on, Matt.
And Matt Norlander stepped on this guy. So we've brought up that story a few different times on the podcast about the time Norlander stepped on a homeless man in Dealey Plaza. And so he was like, as soon as I – saw that yesterday. I knew you were going to tweet about it. And then like 13 minutes later, you tweeted about it. I said, dude, I would have tweeted about it 13 minutes earlier, but I had to do real research because this was so wacko that I was like, I need to make this. They're really in Dealey Plaza waiting on JFK Jr.? Like, that's not a joke?
No, it was no joke.
They were serious.
Yeah, that was a weird thing to see yesterday.
Facebook is taking a toll on this country.
Yeah, Meta. Meta's taking a toll.
Woo. Be back in a second.
Ja Morant.
Back to Morant. Look out! Right-handed hammer, and he flexes to the crowd.
Tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Denver Nuggets. Pre-game at 6:30. Tip at 7 p.m. live on Memphis' Grizzly Station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' Grizzly Station.
Their unmistakable music, their unforgettable hits. Foreigner is back.
You're as cold as ice.
The greatest hits of Foreigner. Saturday, November 6th, Landers Center. Their music changed the rock and roll landscape forever. Foreigner. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. VIP packages available at ForeignerOnline.com. Produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He just keeps stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Steve's, for instance. Steve had gone under contract on a house out of state, needed to sell his current home quickly, but he also wanted to make sure he got top dollar. So he decided to trust the Josh Hysaw team, Keller Williams Realty, and he was happy he did because within 24 hours of listing, Josh got Steve several offers, and the house was sold for thousands over the asking price. That's just one of the latest great stories connected to Josh Hysaw. Let yours be the next one. Anybody can sell your home in this market. That's easy. But only Josh Hysaw can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy who can expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire him with no obligation. You can even do it with a text. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I call if I need to sell mine. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You could trust him too. 461-8147. He's online at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Now is the best time to start working at Amazon. They're offering sign-on bonuses up to $3,000 and hourly pay up to $22 per hour. You'll bring home a great weekly paycheck, and many jobs come with benefits that start on your first day. That's higher pay, sign-on bonuses, benefits day one. And you'll be part of a safe and inclusive workplace ranked among the best in the world. Go to amazon.com/apply to start your job search today. Amazon is proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
At Fisher Investments, our clients know we have their backs.
How do your clients know that?
Because Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, the highest standard for a financial advisor. It means we're there for our clients and always put their interests first.
So wait, you do it because you have to?
No, we do it because it's the right thing to do. Our clients trust us with their retirement savings, and we know how important that responsibility is. So we take the time to really get to know them.
Get to know them how?
We make sure we understand their unique goals, finances, health, family, and lifestyle so we can tailor their portfolio to their specific needs. Our goal is to help them achieve a comfortable retirement.
Sounds like a big responsibility. You must make big commissions then, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We have one single transparent fee that's structured so we do better when our clients do better. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you are switching to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
With Fundbox, you can stop waiting and start doing. If your small business needs funds to grow, the time is now. Fundbox offers fast, easy access to small business funding up to $150,000. So hire that new employee, launch that campaign, buy that piece of equipment. Apply in minutes at Fundbox.com, and you could get funding as soon as the next business day. Fundbox. Ready, set, grow. Credit line amounts, rates, and terms are based on creditworthiness and subject to change. Additional documentation may be required.
Looking for a way to put a little play in your day? Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play the new November Instant Games, including the new Holiday Cash and Holiday Delight. Tennessee Lottery. You could be the next winner.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, with 24/7 support and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I don't lean, but my house do. Off the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate, he won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the two out. It's the Wolf Gang, Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get chewed out. Then we woo out. It's a split mode, and they know you like the out. I'm cool, cool, and his mouth wet. He a pool now. Used to stage die, but they sue now. I was too hot. TLC waterfalls on my chest, help me cool. I got 2 minute calls to go call. They catching dust.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops $100, and your first accident is forgiven. So if you need a new auto mobile insurance policy, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. There's two locations in the Memphis area. One's in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is in Covington on Highway 51. And this is important because when you've got to make a homeowner's claim or an automobile claim, you don't want to call a 1-800 number and talk to somebody in a different part of the country that you've never met that doesn't know you. That can get really uncomfortable, particularly if they start to push back a little bit on whatever claim you're trying to make. With Elizabeth Rook Insurance, you need to sit down with somebody. You can sit down with somebody. You want to sit down with Elizabeth, you can do that. Reach her, 867-7283, 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Grizzlies and Nuggets, game two coming up here in a little more than an hour. Would you believe, Big Bet Bennett?
Yep, what's up?
Even after the Grizzlies defeated Nikola Jokic, the reigning MVP, and his Denver Nuggets two nights ago, that these disrespectful odds makers have made Denver a one-point favorite.
What the hell game did they watch the other night?
Don't know what they were doing the other night. I know what I was doing. I was watching the Grizzlies beat the Nuggets.
Dominate the Nuggets.
Dominate the Nuggets. I see no reason for a different outcome tonight.
No, Grizzlies are going to get another W.
I feel like I know how we're going to... I feel like I know how we're going to play this game during dinner to go.
Mm-hmm, I think so, too.
I feel like I already know which way we're leaning during dinner to go.
Theme this week.
I feel like I know where we're headed with this one. This week marks the halfway point in the NFL season. There's a big Sunday afternoon matchup between Green Bay and Kansas City. FanDuel Sportsbook about to make it even bigger because FanDuel is giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. It was supposed to be Aaron Rodgers against Patrick Mahomes. Not going to be that anymore because Aaron Rodgers is an unvaccinated star quarterback. He's tested positive for COVID, so he's out. Jordan Love in. But either way, you can win $150 on just a $5 bet. Offers like this are just one of the many reasons I enjoy betting the NFL on FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. FanDuel's great because it's easy to use, safe and secure. They got fast payouts, so fast you can get paid in as little as 2 hours. So go see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Just sign up with promo code Gary before Green Bay takes on Kansas City, and you could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember, promo code Gary, so they know I sent you. It's exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users for field and site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. We'll be back with Dinner to Go.
Get ready for part two of our double feature featuring the Nuggets tonight at 7 p.m. Be sure to hustle down. The first 3,000 fans will get a free 21-22 schedule poster for the Memphis Hustle. Get your tickets by calling 901-888-HOOP or visit grizzlies.com.
As we enter the home stretch in our fight against COVID-19, protecting our families this flu season is more important than ever. At Kroger Health, our team of healthcare providers is here to help. You and your loved ones can stop by any of our pharmacies to get a free flu shot so you can protect the people you care about most. To learn more and schedule an appointment at a Kroger store near you, visit kroger.com/flu.
Don't miss Tracy Lawrence, November 6th at The Fitz. Tickets start at $40. Hotel packages start at just $219. Tracy Lawrence at The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Look, lives here.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The beautiful, elegant, and award-winning Peabody Hotel is looking for you to join our award-winning food and beverage team. We offer flexible hours and elegant surroundings. Apply at PeabodyHotelsAndResorts.com/careers or call us at 901-529-4000.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Fall is in the air, and so are Choate's Early Bird Specials. Right now, receive $1,000 off the purchase of a new Carrier gas furnace. Carrier furnaces come with some of the best warranties in the industry, and Choate's has been professionally installing them for over 60 years. As a Carrier factory authorized dealer, Choate's also offers competitive financing solutions for you and your family. If your heating system is in good shape, make sure you take advantage of Choate's Early Bird Tune-Up Special for $60. This tune-up is an in-depth 20-point inspection to make sure your furnace is ready for the winter season ahead. So call 347-8086 to schedule your Early Bird Special today. And turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it's Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mehdi and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news. The Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mehdi with my family. You can do the same. That's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 901-309-1333. The Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
Mold can be dangerous and lead to serious health issues. Do you suspect mold? Contact Mold Terminator today. Ask about their free assessment. Mold Terminator specializes in certified safe mold removal. Call 877-8855, 877-8855.
We're right in the middle of football season. Basketball season is underway. Grizzlies playing, Tigers playing, temperatures cooling. It's a fun time of the year, and if you're going to enjoy a game or just a night by the fire with a drink, allow me to recommend New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. Certain, you know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And I promise you, it is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that is reasonably priced. Wouldn't make any sense to spend extra money on any other brand. New Amsterdam Vodka is the best value you're going to find when you're looking for a quality vodka to enjoy. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a bunch. Watermelon, raspberry, lemon, orange, red berry, peach, coconut, pineapple. If you don't see your favorite flavor in your favorite store, ask them to get it for you. They can. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the bottle for you. It's got a brown label on it. If you don't see it, ask them to get it. Please, next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store, ask for it by name. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
With just one spray of Microban 24, your hard surfaces are sanitized for up to 24 hours. Touch after touch after touch.
So 6 hours from now?
Still sanitized.
12 hours?
Yep.
18 hours.
We're really doing this.
24 hours.
When used as directed, one spray of Microban keeps killing 99.9% of bacteria touch after touch for, yeah, up to 24 hours.
Wow.
Microban 24, the sanitizer 4 out of 5 doctors would use in their own homes. So why aren't you?
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm the girl from that alien movie you watch on demand. Our worlds have been brought together thanks to DirecTV Stream.
Why are you whispering?
Because the alien will hear us.
Maybe let the alien know you can get DirecTV Stream with no annual contract.
He seems pretty excited by that, actually.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm so bossy, get off me. It's a different jingle when you hear these car keys. Your SL's missing an S. Your plane's missing a shift. The common theme, see they both got wings. If you fly, do it to death. It's only one God and it's only one crown. So it's only one king that can stand on this mound. King push, kingpin, overlord. Coast Guard come a 100 going overboard. I got money with the best of them. Go blow for blow with any Mexican. Don't let your side settle in. Might have to head, but you're Evelyn. Ballers, I put numbers on the boards. Hard to get a handle on his double-edged sword.
If you haven't heard, let me tell you, Windows 11 is here. It's faster, it's easier, it's safer. You don't want to try to upgrade on your own. Don't make that mistake. Don't risk losing anything. Just get in touch with Cooper Systems. Let them handle it for you. The phone number is 360-979, 360-979. They're over in the Mount Moriah office park. They've been with the Gary Parish Show from the jump. They've never left, and the reason is because you guys have been letting them sell your computers and fix your computers year after year after year. If you've been there, you know. They got high-end machines, low-end machines, middle-of-the-road machines, desktops, notebooks, tablets, big brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Whatever you're looking for, I promise you, at Cooper Systems, they either got it or they can get it or they can build it for you. They do custom-built computers. They also handle data recovery. They can fix power supply issues. You got a USB port issue, a cracked screen, a virus that needs to be removed. They can do all of that at Cooper Systems. 360-979, 360-979. They're on the web. CooperSystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, and I think the most significant thing is that Aaron Rodgers is cuckoo. Like cuckoo Kyrie?
He might be a little cuckoo. I'm disappointed,
Aaron.
The
signs were always there, Bennett. We just didn't want to see him. Today, I felt like it was the final scene of The Usual Suspects. You know where that detective is like sitting there and it all comes back to him? He's like, all this was right in front of me. I just didn't see it. Hope I didn't ruin the movie for anybody.
It's been out a long time. It's okay.
If you haven't seen The Usual Suspects by now, then, you know, that's on you.
That's on you.
That's going to be on you. And all the signs were there with Aaron Rodgers. And I started looking today, and I was like, okay, I should have picked up on these things. His fiance has publicly stated that she doesn't take medicine from doctors. She makes her own medicine.
I don't know what to do with that one.
If you get engaged to somebody who makes their own medicine, it says something about you.
Yeah.
It just does.
Yeah.
We got a tweet from Dan. He said he's a tenured university professor with a PhD in pharmacology and toxicology. Woo! You know what he added? And even I do not make my own medication. What are we doing?
Sounds dangerous.
What are we even doing making our own medicine?
I don't know.
I don't know. What are we talking about?
I
make my own medicine. Jesus, Lord. So Aaron Rodgers, engaged to a woman who makes his own medicine, decided not to get vaccinated, and now he can't play football for a little while.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Well, it's clearly Nuggets Grizzlies inside FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. Grizzlies coming off a win over the same Denver Nuggets. So they're now 4-3 overall, 2-1 inside FedEx Forum. Nuggets also 4-3, 2-2 on the road. These odds makers are disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't get it.
They've made Denver a 1-point favorite. The total is 215.
Come on.
Did they not watch Monday night's game? I watched it.
Yeah, we're going Grizz.
The Grizzlies won 106-97. They had a 9-point lead hanging in the fourth, and they won by 9. Ja Morant wasn't even spectacular and still got 26-8-7. You telling me the Nuggets are favored? No way, Jose. We're taking the Grizzlies plus the point. Get them on the money line, too. Double up and make it a good night. You agree, Big Ben Bennett?
Yes, sir.
I think that's where I'm at. 7 o'clock tip. You'll be able to listen to it right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
Got a doubleheader of Curb Your Enthusiasm in Succession tonight. The latest episodes starting at 9 o'clock on HBO. You watch either or both?
Yeah, of course. I'm watching Succession currently. I'm in the first season, and Curb, yes, every episode.
Curb every episode.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
I still haven't watched Sunday night's episode. Trick or treating just messed up everything for me.
Oh, yeah.
We need to not have that on Sunday night.
Never again.
Not for any religious reasons, but because on Sunday nights we have Sunday night football and like a bunch of good HBO stuff. So
right.
Let's like get trick or treating off of Sundays. Either way, if you need to get caught up on Succession, Curb Your Enthusiasm, you want to be on HBO at 9 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
We talked about Oklahoma State having its appeal denied by the NCAA, so they're now on a postseason ban. I wrote about it for CBSSports.com. If you haven't seen it yet and you're interested at all, even a little bit, go check it out.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Like Thursday.
You like Thursday?
Yeah.
Thursday's all right.
Thursday's fine. You get Thursday night football?
Yeah, yep. That's right. That's not a great one.
And it's close to Friday. Thursday's close to Friday. Why couldn't you like something that's close to Friday?
I mean, I like Friday better.
You could like Friday better, but Thursday's close, so you can like Thursday.
Yeah,
I enjoy Thursday.
Thursday's fine.
You can live your life however you want.
Okay.
I'm going to live my life enjoying Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
So I'm looking forward to Thursday. Did used to be a night where people went out and stuff when I was younger.
Yeah, me too. Yep. I think it still is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know nothing about that life anymore.
Mm-mm.
I just go home every day. All I do is go home. It's good for me. I don't need to do anything else. I still enjoy Thursdays, even at home.
I do too.
We'll look back at Grizzlies Nuggets. Get ready for Thursday night football. Looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Fall is here with football and tailgating in full swing. If you want to look the part, it's time to stop by James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about and shopping at James Davis for years. It's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and it's currently loaded with those performance knit pullovers, including new tonal camo colors that are smooth, whether you're a hunter or not. Sports shirts with all of the fall colors to go with the five-pocket pants are in stock. There's a huge assortment of colors, and don't forget about those merino sweaters that are available in rich fall colors. They're forever sharp. And for those nights out on the town, the selection of sport coats at James Davis is unmatched in the area. After being in lockdown, you probably need a fresh coat or three. Personally, my favorite thing at James Davis is the custom fit shirts. You pick the fabric, you pick the design, they take three measurements, and then in a matter of days you'll have a custom fit shirt that looks and feels great. Trust me, you'll never buy off the rack again. If you haven't dropped by James Davis lately, it's time to right that wrong. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center. On the web, jamesdavismemphis.com.
Home. Sure, it's your furniture, electronics, and appliances, but at Console Plus, we know it's that plus a whole lot more. We call it living the plus life. That means a huge selection of top brands for every room in your home. Plus, finding the best deals on in-stock products with next-day delivery options. And personalized financing? That's a huge plus. It's all about discovering life's added value. Living the plus life begins at Console Plus. So what are you waiting for? It's Black Friday all month long, only at Console Plus.
We buy any car.
Could cost you money?
A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
If so, with the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Jason Fitz.